from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, one time for the good time. What's good? What's good? What's good? Welcome in to episode number 998.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Episode number 998.
We might actually get there.
Well. Well.
Oh, no.
It's the Monday, August 19th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Man, and we in here. The road to 1,000 kicked off at the Roller Rink on Friday night. Man, hey, what a blast that was.
Good times, man. Good times.
Flashback Friday, Roller Gym, and now we in here. And I don't have my favorite pen.
Oh, no.
I've had to scour the entire building with Kimberly most of the morning. I don't think all these people are going to fit. Yes, they are, Kim. Or do they know they're going to stand? They're not going to stand, Kim. No, I don't think we have enough chairs. We have enough chairs, Kim. Based on what? Well, Jonathan told me. Jonathan's got chairs? We've got chairs, Kimberly. It's just fine. And then she goes in there and she counts. Okay, wait. And then she counts silently. Oh. I said, well, what number did you leave off at? They're like 40-something. Told you we had chairs. And I love her. She's trying to help. She is. She's not trying to help. She is helping.
She is helping.
But yeah. I'm chasing down non-kayfabe names here all morning. Like, what the hell is Michigan Wolverines' name? So, Michigan, if you're watching, you check in with Jackie and you say, hi, I'm Michigan Wolverines. And you come on in.
That's as simple as that.
It's like Fort Knox because we're really... With a live show coming up on September 9th, I figured, oh, that's football, Sky River. Who would really be into that? I wasn't expecting the level of RSVPs that we got. Salute to those that had to go on the waiting list or whatever. Sincerest apologies. Come through the Sky River. We got you. Yeah. We got you. But planning this has been a bitch. It's been terrible. I posted the list just to make sure, you know, on the Discord. Uh-huh. Like, hey, if I missed you, I'm so sorry, but here's the list. Here are the people who asked for the plus ones. It's not plus one for everybody. Like, if you Drew Down and Mrs. Drew Down are pulling up. Mm-hmm. All right, got you. If you just said, hey, I'm coming, then I just put you.
Right.
That was it. So, that was something, and They swear to God that stage is going to be done. I poked my head like I moved. So this stage that they're building, I'm going to say for us, it's blocked off by this secretive black tarp. And then probably about an hour from now, you're going to hear drilling and like sawing and all of this stuff. And I looked in and I'm like, this isn't going to be done. There's no way this is going to be done.
I haven't looked past the curtain, but just the fact that the curtain is up.
There's just like a hole of trash next to the stage. I look at Kim. I was like, this is not going to be done. And she goes, yes, it is. And Jonathan told me from jump, it's going to be done.
Well, I believe them.
They must be here all night. Because that does not look like a product that's almost done.
Bro, it's like a haircut. Don't look at it while it's going on. Just when it's done, you look and it'll be done.
I believe Seth and Jonathan. And if they say it's going to be done, it'll be done. I believe it.
Ramsey brings up a hell of a point. James Hamm to the rescue.
Get James in there.
So James, the problem with James is James would be like, let's put some stairs in here and let's make it a two-story stage. And then let's put some panels
James
around here.
It's a redacted.
Yeah, I don't know why that happened. I don't know why that happened. But we have two live broadcasts in close order, and this one we're attempting to execute on Wednesday is unlike anything we've done before. We've convinced the boss to move there. She told Bonte and Butch to go to hell.
Yeah,
we're moving this.
Exactly
I believe
happened.
Those. That was
that's
verbatim.
Exactly what happened.
We're moving our Wednesday staff meeting to Thursday because I need to be in Sacramento with my guys.
That's right. That's right. And, with us.
So yeah, I'm excited for our 1,000 show. I'm anxious for our 1,000 show. Booking a extremely high profile interview with Bianca Belair at 8:15 that morning might not have been the smartest thing.
It's ambitious.
But, and then we have TV.
Well, I forgot about TV. And we're doing it from the set.
We're doing it from the set, which means, and this was the conversation I just had with Jonathan. When KSFM ends tomorrow, I told Jonathan I will move the tables where I want them because I can see what I want everything to look like. I will move the chairs. I will do all of this. We got to test Zoom for Cody in Good Day Sacramento. We got to test StreamYard and what the sound going out because obviously the stage isn't done. We're going to be the first people to utilize it.
Yeah, I hope we don't fall through the stage.
Well, that's not going to happen because these guys are awesome. Also, if we do, stage isn't that high. We'll be safe. A little embarrassed.
We'll be perfectly fine. Those guys, like I said, if they say it's going to be ready, I ain't got no.
They don't miss.
I ain't got no issues.
They don't miss.
I ain't got no issues. My boys always come through.
Very anxious to see how this thing comes together, man, because it does not look like a product that's going to be done in a day and a half at all. But we're excited for the 1,000 show. We have some amazing things planned for you. Shout out to Big Sean and his record label who responded, right away. And we're all in on this. And shout out to a local sports franchise that just completely ignored our email.
No.
It literally went to like five people and all five of them were like,
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's cool.
That is cool. Shout out! Also,
I won't say which one.
Yeah,
course.
I mean, you know,
responsible.
Got
I won't say which one. Yeah,
got a few. Going back to Friday. Shout out to Zay. He pulled up.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Didn't fall. I don't think he fell. Did he? Oh, Zay went down. Oh man.
Zay. But once they got the hang of the surface. Everything was good.
Yeah,
everything was good.
That was a lot of things.
Yeah.
I don't know that was a roller skating rink, but it was a blast. There were some people who it wasn't phasing.
Oh, man,
I was mesmerized by a couple of them out there.
Some of the ladies that were going backwards and spinning around while they were doing it. I don't know
if professional skating is a thing, but there were at least two professional skaters out there, maybe three.
I would say so. Then I saw one of the guys out there.
Well,
he was like keeping it low key because he was with his girl who wasn't really that good of a skater. But then I saw him a couple times when he got loose. He was doing his thing.
And shout out to Ben.
Ben was out there as well.
Ben showed up about 3 hours late with like an hour left. And I think he just
skated for once or twice.
Ben just kind of pulled himself like along the rail. He didn't actually skate.
Yeah.
He just kind of
was out there.
He just kind of like grabbed the rail and like pulled forward just to create the illusion of moving. It's amazing. It was amazing. And it's tough. That's a tough event to do because, well, eventually you're going to make eye contact with someone who just fell on their ass. Oof. And you don't really know what to do. It's kind of like, hey, you okay?
Man.
You good?
You try to help them up. You put your hand there. But, yeah. Hey, you need help or anything else like that? It was dangerous. There was this one little girl out there. Bless her heart. I love her heart. And her toughness, because she'd be out there with a little skate. She had to be no older than 5 or 6. Yeah. Yep. She'd be out there with a little her little hold up thing or whatever, and skate and just
down goes
just
Frazier.
Go. The little hold up thing go flying across the rink. She go flying across the rink. Wouldn't waste no time. Hop back up, grab the little thing, get right back on it. When she came around me, I'd be like, "Hey, little lady."
I love that little girl. I love that little girl because she took a break and was going back on the entrance by the stage and she has her thing, her support thing. And she's like trying to move it. And I look at her and she turns to look at me and I go, can I help you with that? She goes, yes, please. So I help her get the thing over and she's struggling to get over the ledge. So I said, is it okay if I help you get over the ledge? She goes, yes, please. So I help her get over and she grabs her thing and she goes, thank you. And boom, there she goes. She's off and skating and she didn't make it all the way around before down went Frazier.
My girl, like I said, that thing would go tumbling across the skating rail. Like, oh no. But she tougher than a $2 steak. She'd take that tumble. Well, right back up.
She wasn't the only one.
Oh no!
I think Reese might have took a couple people.
Oh yeah, Reese. It was touch and go early. It was touch and go early for my boy.
I think Reese. I don't know who caused the pile up. I just looked over and I saw Reese was down, and then a woman really close to the proximity of Reese was down. I was like, one of those two took the other one out.
It was touch and go early, but shout out to him. He got the hang of it a little later, and, you know, he was doing his thing, even taking videos while he was skating. I said, chill out. It's a little advanced there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he did his thing. But that little girl, man, I love that little girl, man. She fell no less than 20 times, but every time she just didn't even sweat it. I'm back up. I'm back at it. Yeah, shout out to her.
That was fun, man. Shout out to Complex. Shout out to Kimberly Leezy.
Yeah,
and the whole Caraway family apparently
they pulled up on me, man.
The whole crew came out. Yeah. Boy, there is nothing more nerve wracking. You know, we do this show. We've done this show in front of 6,000 people before.
Mm.
Still less nerve wracking than going on Cheryl and Elk Grove's IG Live. Cheryl was going live on IG every 5 to 7 minutes. We're out the roller rink. D'Lo and KC, DJ Complex. It's nervous being on that platform.
It is. It is, man.
You never know
what's going on. You don't know who's watching. She knows so many people. You don't know who's watching. You know. And then you got a smile from Ryan.
I did. Not only did I, she waved at me.
Yeah. Gave you a little fist bump, too.
I think I got two smiles. And then, like, I got two smiles, but in between, she ignored.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Bored me.
Wow.
Like, she just stopped talking to me, like, completely. I thought we were having a moment, like, picture. Like, the whole thing, none of that happened. Like, it just immediately went from the smile to, you can go to hell, pal. My dad talks about you when he comes home. I know who you
and
are.
And then at the end of the night, though, it was like, all right.
Yeah, it was all love. Yeah. Well, I think she was sleepy at that point. She didn't know who I was.
She stayed up way past that, too. That was crazy.
Well, I think she fell asleep a couple of times during the during the roller jam.
Good times, man. I'm ready for next summer, man. I'm ready for next summer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll come back. We'll get started, officially get started, as the 49ers beat the Saints yesterday. We'll talk a little bit about that. There's some stuff to talk about with the San Francisco 49ers. We'll do that. Raiders, they named their starting quarterback.
That was interesting.
And how about that photo of Zion Williamson? Man, that is all ahead. We're just getting started. We're happy you're here with us. CeeLo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. I was messing around with the graphics this weekend. An execution, I don't like them.
Well, they look fine.
It's too bold. Like, the white is just glaring.
I mean, it pops.
Like WCW Monday Nitro, like a little apron or whatever they used to have.
Yeah. I mean, so
I don't ever want anything equated to WCW Monday Nitro, for the record.
Well, Nitro was popping, though. Nitro was
popping. For a minute.
Yeah.
83 weeks.
What's up, now that I think about it, what's up with the 13th round?
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, no.
Well, come on, man. One at a time.
Oh, no.
I mean,
oh, no.
The 13th round is. Look, I.
Who's it hosted by?
Well, you're the.
Oh,
you're
wow.
The,
oh,
like,
no.
You're,
come on.
You're the coward that changed your handle. Like, man, you fix it.
Come on, man. Hey, man. Come on, man. We can't be having that, man. I had to get rid of that. I had to get rid of that.
I didn't like the way the Matthews mattress back, you know, white part stood out. And I knew we had the Sky River thing. That was a dark logo. I was like, how can we fix this? And I thought this might do it, and I don't feel like it does. But this is what happens when you don't have a graphic person and you got to do everything yourself.
No, I think it looks fine, too. I think it looks fine.
Yeah, but you're not the type of person who, like, will be like, no, this looks bad.
No, I tell you. I wouldn't.
I don't
I mean,
want
I
it to look
I
fine.
I
want it to look
that. I wouldn't be like.
Do we really want to talk through this right now?
No. No.
It just looks fine. I won't say it looks spectacular. It just looks fine.
All right.
It looks good. I mean, it works.
You know what else works? Maptrition.com. My training is on point. Your boys' road miles are going up each weekend. I'm having a blast out there. I forgot how much I love running. Just putting your headphones on and zoning out for 5-6 miles or whatever it may be. I already got my route plan for next week. Cannot wait to run it. And the supplements over at Maptrition.com have been a huge help. Obviously, the all-day BCAAs that I take, the pre-workout BCAAs go a long way. But, man, those strength enhancers that boost your natural testosterone. Man, they have been on point for me because not only are my runs strong, but my performance in the gym is strong. And those craving crushers go a long way, too, because you know your boy got a sweet tooth. So if I could take something to give me a little edge right there, man, it is perfect. Head over to MapTrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320 at checkout. Get 10% off. Again, that's MapTrition.com. Follow them across their social media platforms. I'm sharing their stories. Tag them in a variety of things if you need an easy way to find them. That is the way to go. And maybe we should send some of these supplements to the San Francisco 49ers, because this is it. So the 49ers win yesterday. Mm-hmm. Kenny and I were talking. We both watched the entire football game.
I don't know how.
Which is bizarre. The entire game. And part of it was, obviously, yo, you got to lock in. I want to see Brock Purdy.
Yep.
It didn't go well, but it was basically Brock Purdy and no one else.
Yeah.
There was no
that was crazy.
Line, running backs, mm-hmm. receivers, Kittle, nothing. It was
the closest thing to a starter was the rookie Pooney, who might be the starter or right guard, but that's not how he started camp.
Like, right.
He may end up working himself to be in the starter. That's the closest thing to a starting player that was out there.
Yeah, it was Purdy and no one else. Three series, 12 yards, 11 plays, one first down. He got hit quite a bit, which he said, that's what I wanted. I wanted to get hit. Problem is, he was under pressure a lot. But again, that wasn't the offensive line. And then I started watching Josh Dobbs. Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, okay. Josh Dobbs is playing. And then I just got sucked into watching the game.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, all right, well, Dobbs played well. What's Brandon Allen do? Yeah, and all of a sudden,
Brandon
I'm watching.
Allen, that was the one. Now I was like, let me see what Brandon Allen
I'm watching
got going.
Four quarters of a preseason football game.
That was crazy. I did the same thing. That was crazy. I couldn't believe it.
And it's not even like Kyle, and I didn't know this at the time. I actually assumed the opposite. Kyle said after the game, Brock's going to play next week.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a few more starters are going to play next week. So it's not like that was it. That was the dress rehearsal. Preseason right. was over. No, that was just the way Brock Purdy explained it. He just wanted live reps, mm-hmm. and according to him, he wanted to get hit. And congratulations, buddy.
You got what he asked for. You got that.
You go out there with that offensive line, boy. You got hit.
what he asked for.
But you know what my biggest takeaway was? And I'm not even a 49ers fan like you guys are. I miss Chase Young.
Mm.
I love Chase Young. I loved him with the football team.
Uh-huh.
I love that he came to the San Francisco 49ers. Hate that he left. Mm. That's a good football player right there.
He is good. I was a little underwhelmed with his time in San Francisco. Look, if the money was there, or if he would have been able to, I'd love to have him back in San Francisco. I don't want to talk like that, but mm-hmm. he had a couple of plays where the effort was questioned visibly.
Mm.
You see it in the biggest moments in the playoffs.
Mm.
You know, he had a couple of those moments, and that was disconcerting. But he looked like he was ready to go yesterday because he was everywhere in that game. He was disruptive for the entire time he was out there. And, yeah, I wish he was back out there.
Honest question.
With the Niners, I should say.
In you're obviously thinking about specific moment or moments. Could questionable effort maybe be like a little bit lost? Maybe he didn't know where he was supposed to be, or maybe he got confused on a play?
Nah, not on the clips that were out, that were circulating. He was dogging it.
Hmm.
On those particular plays. This is the tough thing about the internet and everything that was going on. If he had 60 snaps, maybe on 59 of the snaps, he was doing everything that he needed to do and going 100% max. And that was the one, you know, where he was kind of dogging it. But he was absolutely dogging it. It was in the NFC Championship game. And it was like, man, come on, man. Like, you can't have that. But I even with all that said, I liked him. I wish you would have been able to find a way to bring him back, because I'll just take my chance on the talent and him being around that type of organization.
Yeah.
That we won't have those issues too often. And on top of that, it was an issue after the NFC Championship game. It was brought up. I think he talked about it. Steve Wilks talked about it. And he played really well in the Super Bowl. So, you know, he corrected it right there. And I'm a fan of his. I like his game, man. So,
yeah, I mean, obviously I was a fan of his dating back to college. So
I wasn't.
Yeah, it's because he was whooping your ass.
Well, look, I mean, who knows what was going on at that point? You know, that
well, yeah, you guys Urban had, was around. You guys hadn't started cheating yet.
Well, Urban, we learned the game from Urban.
Urban's clean. He ain't
clean what?
Has Urban been suspended?
No, not by Fox Sports. Not yet.
You might make chest pain from time to time, but.
That's a little health scare here and there. Little inappropriate dance with a co-ed or whatever that was.
Oh, man. Urban, yeah. Boy. Really good on TV, too.
Yeah, it's a damn shame.
Urban Meyer's really good on TV.
Damn shame. You have any takeaways from that game? It's impossible to judge preseason. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult when you pretty much throw, you know, QB1 out there with no other position one players. But the 49ers did win, which, you know, given the way this offseason's went, I'll, you know, maybe just take that.
Yeah.
The 49ers get something positive happening.
Get something positive. You got out of there without Brock getting hurt, so that's a good thing. I didn't take much out of the two things that I really took out of this game was I like Josh Dobbs as a backup QB.
Yeah.
If Brock were to go down or something like that and they needed to go to the backup quarterback, I like him a lot better than Brandon Allen. And Brandon Allen wasn't bad or anything else like that, but Josh Dobbs, you can win games with him. So I like the way he performed. I like Jacob Cowing, you know, the wide receiver out of Arizona. I was talking to Kyle about it, and I know it was kind of in our notes, and Jesse, you know, you can talk about this. He said you're not really wide receiver room looking a little suspect right now. I'd go the other way. I'm assuming Brandon Ayuk gets the contract and he's part of it. That's just for the argument's sake. That's what I'm doing. But Brandon Ayuk gets in there. I think they got one of the best wide receiver rooms in the game. And that's before you talk about the other weapons like Kittle and McCaffrey, who aren't classified as wide receivers.
How do you feel about that room? And I feel like this is how it's always been prefaced. How do you feel about that room if Brandon Ayuk's not in it?
I think it's okay. I think it's fine. Like, because what you do have is you have Deebo Samuel, you got George Kittle, and Juwan Jennings is good. I don't know if he's a number two. You know, he's a little miscast in that respect. But I think the wide receiver room is a good wide receiver room. I think it's a great one with Brandon Ayuk. I think it's potentially the best one in football with Brandon Ayuk. But if I feel that way about them, you don't go from being the best in football or great
to terrible
by losing one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why you're great is because you have multiple guys that can elevate your team. So. But, yeah, Jacob Cowing, I talked about it with Kyle. I really like what I saw from him. You know, I remember seeing some of his highlights coming out of Arizona. I remember watching a game, right, because I actually, you know, it's that time of year. I had a nice little wager on San Diego State versus Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I had my money on San Diego State, and he lit them up. That's how I remember. He lit them up. I said, who is this guy from Arizona? This guy's lighting these guys up. I just kind of paid attention to him, and then I saw the Niners draft him. I was like, oh, I remember that kid. He's pretty good. And I like what I saw from him yesterday. He looks like a better version of Ray McCloud and like a guy that can be more – I don't know if he's returning kicks at all, but a guy – Ray McCloud was really just a return specialist and not that good of a wide receiver. Jacob Cowing looks like an actual wide receiver. And I got my eyes on him and seeing what's going on there.
Juwan Jennings suffered an oblique injury. Kyle Shanahan said after the game, and he's not expected to miss much time, but I'm not exactly sure what that means. I don't know if that means he's not expected to miss like training camp time or time in the regular season. I know oblique injuries are, they're very, they're unique in that they're excruciatingly, depending on exactly what it is, excruciatingly painful. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of have to wait. You just like wait it out.
Right.
And so I assume it meant he won't miss much time over the course of the next few weeks in training camp, and he'll be ready for week one versus the Jets. But I certainly could have misunderstood that, but that's why we didn't see Juwan Jennings out there cooking too much last night.
There was so much of a preseason game, you didn't even have your starting play caller there.
Right.
Christina Pink asked him, like, were you calling plays in the first day? He said, nope. Are you going to call plays at all? Nope.
That's the second. So he's not doing it. So he didn't do it in game one. And I assume that follow-up was he's not going to do it in game three either.
I don't know. I don't know. I wonder. I haven't seen if he answered that question or not.
Okay.
But I don't, I mean.
He's complaining of boredom. I'm serious. He said I was bored. He's literally Jason Kidd. He's just watching.
He's just watching like
everybody else. He's Kyle in Santa Clara all of a sudden.
So, yeah, he didn't even do any play calling again for the second straight game. I don't know, though. I don't know if he would. I have no kind of knowledge on this. My guess is he would call some plays in that third game to maybe get a feel. Like if he's treating it like a little bit of a dress rehearsal for these players, and they're going to be going out there and playing, like I would think he'd maybe want to get in the groove of the play call. I know he's been doing it for almost 20 years, so, you know, it's like the back of his hand. But I don't know. I would think he'd call plays on Friday. I wanted to go to that game, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, not going to happen.
Oh. Okay.
they had a packed house on Saturday there at Allegiant for Cowboys in town, so I'm assuming the same will happen on Friday.
Yeah, that's the stadium to go to.
Yeah.
Y'all got to go check that one out.
For sure. Did anything stick out to you about that game?
I mean, the number one thing was Josh Dobbs. I thought Josh Dobbs played really well. You know, again, I feel like you always have to do this under the circumstances, under what we were looking at. I thought he played really well. I don't have a grand proclamation on the wide receiving room like you do. Obviously, you know this team. You know your team better than I do. It's just I don't have any takeaways. Mm-hmm. Simply because there you can't even pick a pair. Brock and Ricky Pearsall worked really well. Nope. Nah, it's cool. Now, what do we want me to do? Judge Jordan Mason? Like, I don't know what to do with all of that. But the things that stood out were Josh Dobbs. You know who else? I don't know what to think of Derek Carr either. Mm. It had a hell of a drive.
Yeah, he had a good drive. So I like Derek Carr more than most. But you're watching it, you're like, oh, he's moving the football. And he is.
Yeah.
You know, moved on to fourth. And then you go to the numbers, and it's like 7 of 13 for 42 yards or something. Like, yeah. It's like, that's not anybody. It feels like any quarterback can do that.
They moved the football. And, no, not any quarterback can do that because, well, I mean, Brock didn't do it.
Like, he sure did.
Like, so it's – but it, but – but, you know, I mean, guys are looking for different things, you know, meaning teams. Teams are looking for different things when they're out there. But I can't give a grand proclamation on the San Francisco 49ers based off of that game.
No, I
do think their quarterback room is solid, though. I'll say
49ers.
That. Yeah, I think their quarterback room is solid.
Yeah, preseason, man, it's always tough. I try not to feel any type of way either way about preseason football because you just don't know what you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know what's going on. Like hell, and I don't mean to make too much of this, but Kyle Shanahan's not even calling plays.
No, that's a big deal.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's a big deal.
Like, even like seeing Brock and him under the rest because the offensive line, which was the second team offensive line, was out there going up against. But were they going up against the second team Saints defensive line? I know Cam Jordan was out there, so he's obviously not a second team guy. But like, it's just too much. It's too much going on. I don't even know how to read. So I always watch these games, and I'm just really hoping nobody gets hurt. That's the only thing that I care about.
Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah, that's all that matters in preseason. And it's tough to judge all of this. Well, that's going to make our next conversation in a few minutes about the Raiders a little awkward because that was frustrating.
Yeah,
that was frustrating. I do think Kyle not calling plays is a big deal because I think there's I think as a coach, particularly as a quarterback, you know your play caller. Mm-hmm. They have a rhythm, and after a while, you start to learn that rhythm. Whereas someone else calling plays may have a different type of rhythm or a different type of flow. Not to mention just a guess on my part, the way Kyle Shanahan talks, this is as dumbed down of a playbook as you could possibly have.
Right.
Like, they're not out. What they're going to implement against the Jets, they're working on in practice. Mm-hmm. They're not working on against the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
Or the Las Vegas Raiders.
And the other thing about that stuck out to me, that you know, I don't want to say it doesn't. Well, the game doesn't matter. For sure it doesn't matter. But they're still trying to work on some things. But how you know that it was just like, oh, yeah, they just kind of doing whatever out there. I think Josh Dobbs, who came in halfway through the first quarter, I think he had 21 pass attempts in the first half. It was like, all right.
Hey, let's go.
So, number one, you know Kyle's not calling the play. Yeah, he was 12 of 21. In his time as quarterback. So, you know, Kyle's not calling the plays.
Put a couple of rushing attempts in there, too.
You know, he's not calling the plays. And, you know, like, they're not setting anything up. Usually, you know, run the ball, play action, all this other stuff. Like, they're just out there playing.
One name we haven't talked about a ton. I don't know if we talked about it at all. What does Burita's return mean?
It means that, well, Elijah Mitchell, who we all know is really, really good, he's hurt right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
That's the issue. And I think Jordan Mason has really, like, taken a hold of being the possible backup running back. But Matt Breida's return, I don't think they would choose Matt Breida over Elijah Mitchell. I think they still want to see what they can get with Elijah Mitchell. But – it puts a little pressure on Mitchell to you know, get back and get healthy. Because I thought Breida looked good. Breida's a pro. You know, he's a veteran. He understands not only how to play football on this level, but he understands that system.
Yeah, he was catching passes out of the backfield. You know, Kyle loves that.
So if he can, if anything, like I said, it puts some pressure on Elijah Mitchell to get back and make sure he's healthy and ready to go. Maybe even as early as this week. Because, you know, you got somebody right there that Kyle's familiar with, he's comfortable with, ready to play. I kind of feel like Matt Breida's more just a camp body, though, because I can't see him. Jordan Mason's making it.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
And I can't see them moving on from Elijah Mitchell. So maybe he's on some type of, if he's on some type of pup list or something like that to start the season, yeah, maybe Matt Breida.
Elijah?
Yeah, Elijah Mitchell. Maybe that gets in that way. But also, I always think about this every year. I'm trying to figure out how many running backs he usually keeps. You got CMC, you got Mason. I always thought it was three. Maybe it's four. But yeah, I don't see Breida beating out Elijah Mitchell just yet.
You mentioned that receiving room. Ayuk last year, what was it, 75 receptions?
Yeah.
That led the team.
Yep.
Could a player in a Kyle Shanahan offense get to 100 receptions?
It doesn't feel like it. Yeah, it doesn't feel like it. I mean, I think They don't pass.
Just not the way he plays.
I had to look it up again, but I'm pretty sure he only had 105 targets. So it's not like you even get that opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds, but it's just not, it's not the, there's, even in today's game, Kyle's play calling style is so balanced, so close to 50-50. I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming, I'm going to guess it's maybe the closest to 50-50 of anybody in the league. I just don't see. And then, you know, the way they built the roster, you got so many different weapons, so many different ways to get the ball to different playmakers. I can't see him doing that with anybody in the offense. I'm trying to see. I'm going to just go to, this may be an extreme case, but I'm going to go to CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb had 135 receptions. I'm looking for the targets. He had 181 targets. I can't imagine anybody in a Kyle Shanahan system getting more than 150 targets.
Oh, Jesse just said Ayuk, who led the team, had 105.
Right. Right.
I'm assuming that led the team too.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
how do you think that's factoring into what's going on right now?
What you mean, like
the way Kyle coaches?
To a certain degree, because Brandon Ayuk probably wants money like a CeeDee Lamb.
You want to get paid for something you're never going to do here,
right? And that, I think my guess is that's kind of what the 49ers are arguing, negotiating. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're not disputing that you're talented enough to put up those numbers that CD and Justin Jefferson, but that's not how we play here.
Mm-hmm.
So to a certain degree, how, and once again, I would just figure out how to get it done. But to a certain degree, how do we pay you, you know, $30-something million a year,
mm-hmm,
when we don't even use that position in that way?
Yeah.
And I thought that was going to be a holdup when all this was going on. And
it's an interesting sticking point, because I think most of us, all of us, are in agreement that he could be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you target him, would you just say 180 times, 175 times, whatever it was,
181,
he'll make you pay for it. Mm-hmm. 135 is insane. That is an insane number of receptions.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, he's capable of that. That's just not the way Kyle coaches. And I don't know that a receiver on the Las Vegas Raiders is going to get an opportunity to catch anything. Well,
I don't mean
all of this did. All this did was just laminate my frustration with the offseason that they had, and we'll talk about it. Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell had a pillow fight for the starting job of the Las Vegas Raiders, and I don't know that Antonio Pierce could win with the decision that he made, and AOC did not help himself at the end of that game either, at least at the end of his time in that game. So we'll talk about that. More football ahead. We'll switch to the NBA as well. We're happy you're here with us. It's Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Chatty House, obviously excited for football season. The Chatty House brought to you by Matthews Mattress, where their Labor Day sales event is going on right now. Huge savings on virtually every mattress in the store. My favorites, been saying it since they got here, Beautyrest and Beautyrest Black. Get the adjustable headboard. You will not regret it. And right now you can enjoy a 60-month special financing with zero interest, with no money down, on approved credit, with equal monthly payments required. Head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find one of the 10 locations nearest you.
Yeah.
And get that new mattress right now.
Right now. Right now. Also, you know my favorite part of all of this, if you buy by 5, you can sleep by 9 free with their same-day delivery, man. Plus, they got that free removal of your old set. Can't beat that, because what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? I brought you a new bed set or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, what about my old one? There's nothing to do about it. Or for $300, we can remove it. Nah, No, these guys, that's part of the whole thing, the free removal.
Also, make sure you're following all of our social media channels, particularly on Twitter. We posted your chance to vote on the top 10 moments in the first 1,000 episodes of D'Lo and KC. We're going to narrow the list of 20 down to 10.
Mm.
And I am surprised by a great deal of these results.
Mm.
There are some that just aren't going to make it. The Draper, the Warriors legacy thing, I'm good with that not making it. That was just really funny on social media because we just buried Kyle Draper and left. We just left that man to fight for himself. Guru still loving R. Kelly. The one that I'm admittedly...
That caption crazy.
He does. That man called to defend himself. So let me tell y'all what happened on Friday. Complex was setting up his equipment, and just, you know, 90s, like Motown Philly was playing, I thought Complex was mixing,
mm-hmm.
or not mixing, I thought he just had records playing as he was setting everything up, and he's moving around, and all of a sudden, I swear to God, my mind's telling me no. And immediately, Complex goes, that's not me. And we're looking around, and someone in our circle was singing very loudly. I'm not going to say who, but he's not sitting in front of me. And it's not Complex. Belting this song out and Complex is like, that's not me. And now I'm like panicked. I'm like, because you could see people like looking over, like the people who worked there were like looking over. And I'm like, where is that coming from? And I'm looking around and I'm looking around and Complex is looking around. And there's this computer like tucked off to the back with like a 90s playlist going. And I'm trying to hit stop. And I can't. It's like a MacBook from 4,000 years ago, and it won't stop. So I finally just hit the mute button and cut the sound off.
Man.
And we just went silent until Complex had his equipment.
You said it's not the person sitting in front of you, not Complex. I want it known too. It wasn't me either, Johnny G or John Bull. I was not.
Jesse.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Jesse.
It wasn't.
That was crazy. That was crazy. I was, because at the time I had left where the DJ stand was to go do, I had to go check something or talk to the people at the front desk. And all of a sudden I hear it and I just stop and I turn around and I said, wow.
I thought you were going to tell, because I saw you and I thought you were going to over there to say, hey, we need to cut this off.
No, I had no idea. Matter of fact, I went over there to get sandbags. That's what I went over to get.
That's right.
And then I'm walking, not to ask him for a sandbag, and I hear the intro. I said, oh, I know it ain't who I think it is. And sure enough,
that's not me. Like, where is this coming from? Yeah, that was mortifying.
Look, man, hey, we already had this discussion. I do believe there are some that are, you, if you want to play them, you can play them, right? There are two that you know. That's one of them.
Well, you could do whatever you could do whatever you want to. You don't play him at the roller rink in downtown Sacramento.
That's
if
one
you want to listen. If you want to listen to any song by him, you're not going to do it in that setting.
Right.
And yes, you're definitely not doing that one. Of all of the voting, the one that I am just absolutely shocked by, it has no chance of making the top 10 is Alcatraz.
Mm.
Y'all really slept on that. Maybe it was just us. Alcatraz is near the bottom. It's not even gonna.
I wouldn't put it near the bottom. To be honest with you, unpopular opinion, though, I don't know if it's a top 10. Like, obviously the vote's.
Oh,
saying,
that Alcatraz.
I don't know if it's a top 10.
Well, no, it's not gonna make it.
Yeah,
it's not gonna make it. I have some tallying to do between Twitter and Discord. But it's a dead heat for the top moment.
Mm.
And well, we'll probably do secondary voting. Once we get it narrowed down to 10, we'll do a second voting poll that actually ranks these a little bit.
What's one that's around the bottom? Cause we don't want to give, we got unveil the
list. I think you can see the results when you vote. Guru's at the very bottom. Draper's at the bottom.
Oh, no, I meant my fault. Around the bottom of 10.
Like, oh.
10, 9, something.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So 10, 11, and 12 are separated by 3 votes.
Mm.
Rick Ross appears on the show.
Hey, man, I won't mention this guy's name. I'll give him his initials. OJS.
And Ramsey Banning Deuce. Those are moments 10, 11, and 12 right now in the rankings. I'm also surprised Joe Davidson entering witness protection.
Look, that's one of my favorites.
And the famous growing groin conversation.
That was so bizarre.
That was just the weirdest thing in history. I don't think either one of
Joe
those
D
two
not
are
gonna make
I don't
it.
Think so.
I don't know what
he's gonna need. He's gonna need a late run to catch up with Ramsey Banning Deuce, OJS.
Does Joe D need to drop out and get somebody else? Joe D need to drop out and get Jason Anderson.
He might have to. But that's 10, 11, and 12 right there. Those votes are pretty close. I think the top seven are pretty locked in. Mm. The top two, it's not close. So the top moment will come down to OK Lake Show and Ricky Starks. It's going to come down to those two moments.
I don't know which one it is. I got an idea which one it's going to be.
Well, Kenny gets Chatty House is up there.
Which time?
And the emergence of Drake bars. You know which one I'm really happy is it's top five right now if it holds is TD.
Oh yeah,
Terrence Davis. Yeah, that was terrific. And the day before the TNT game, what a big moment that was for him. What a big moment that was for the franchise. So that's up. It's on my Twitter account right now. I'll retweet it and make sure it's on the D'Lo and Casey Twitter account as well. So if you're following one of us, you should be able to find it and cast your vote for the top 10 moments in the first 1,000 episodes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.